It doesn't matter where they have come from, whatever armed nations they have, if they got what belongs to me, I am going after them. The victories of the battles you will ever fight in life don't depend on any human being. They depend on what God has put within you. You are a Christian, there is no reason you should suffer any loss in life. God has deposited enough power and ability inside you. You will always win every battle.
Second Peter chapter 1 from verse 2. That scripture says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. And I explained that grace is the ability of God at work in a man. The things that couldn't happen in your life ordinarily, the grace of God will make those things happen. They will happen so easily that people will wonder what is going on. Things that you couldn't make happen for yourself, the grace of God will make those things happen. You will not need to struggle to make those things happen. You will only participate in those things happening. And you will see them happening. The grace of God is the ability of God, the power of God working on your behalf. Next verse, verse 3. According. Now it says grace and peace. And I told you what peace is. The word that was translated peace in this verse connotes prosperity. It means moving forward. So when it says grace and peace, it means the ability of God at work in your life. And at the same time, there is peace, progress, prosperity in your life. Your life is never at a standstill. You are not stagnant. There is a progress. You are moving forward. People that knew you yesterday, the next time they see you, you have moved farther away from where you were. It says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you. It didn't say grace and peace be given unto you. He said, but be multiplied unto you. Through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As you know more of God, like you are here today hearing God's word, grace and peace is being multiplied in your life. And it goes on in the next verse, verse 3, to explain how these things happen. It says, according as his divine power, the God kind of power, according as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. He says this grace and peace that moves your life forward to the next level, it's being multiplied unto you as you are knowing more, as you are hearing more of God's word. Grace and peace is being multiplied unto you in a certain method. There is a way these things are happening. How are they happening? He says, according as his divine power, there is a working here. There is something that is at work here. He says, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Which means God had already, I told you the meaning of the word hath. It's that old King James language. In modern language, it means has already. So what he's saying is, according as His divine power has already given unto us all things that pertains unto life and godliness, which means God has already done this thing. He has already given unto us all the things that we need for life. When you understand what God has done for you, you have less reason to worry. I visited my barber some time ago, and as he was cutting my hair, he said, "Wait a minute, Pastor, you're not 35. I said, "No, you knew that before." He knows I'm in my 50s. He said, "But I can't see a single gray on your hair." He said, "Well, how did that happen?" I said, "Because I go to bed asleep every night because there's somebody who is taking care of my worries. I don't have nothing. I don't have nothing to worry about because His divine power has already given me all things that pertains to life and godliness. Everything that I will ever need in this world, they have been made available already. They have been provided already." And listen to me. If you already have some grace, don't worry. Why? Because as you are going to hear these words, you are going to discover what the scripture says. He says He renews our youth as the eagles. How many of you know about the eagle? The eagle grows in age, and then his feathers are growing old. Then at a certain time, the eagle flies away and begins to drop some of the feathers. As he's dropping off some of the feathers, newer ones are coming out. Is that possible with a man? Wait until you hear. Psalms 107, verse 20. He sent His word and healed them. When God wants to change things in your life, so things are going to begin to change in your life. He says He sent His word. When God wants to change situations in your life, what He does is to send His word. He will send His word to you. When you receive His word will cause changes to happen in your life. How they make those things happen is up to God, as we saw in 2 Peter chapter 1 in verse 3. He says, according as His divine power, God has power to make things happen in a way the human being cannot describe. He says, according as His divine power. And when God wants to make things happen, He sends His word. Genesis chapter 1 from verse number 2. In the book of Genesis, the Bible shows to us in verse 2 that the earth was without form and it was void at certain stage. It says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. The earth was without form. It was shapeless. Everything was scattered, chaotic, and it was useless. That's the meaning of void. The earth was without form and void. It means it was useless. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Wow. Imagine a life that is without form. Wakes up in the morning, doesn't know where it's going. The evening ends up, he doesn't know what tomorrow is going to be like. In fact, the life is chaotic and it's dark, it's bleak. What does tomorrow hold? He has no idea. Where to get the next meal? He has no idea. When he wakes up on the street, he ends up on the street. A life that is without purpose, is going nowhere, is coming from nowhere. This is worse than that. He says the earth was without form and it was void and darkness was upon the face of the deep. That was what God had. I don't think anything could be more useless than that. Darkness was upon the face of the deep, which means even though there was day, but it was dark. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. You are God's children. The nature of God is in you. Whatever God did, He has put that ability in you. You can do likewise. You are already like God. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Verse 3. Now, when the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, nothing really changed until in verse 3, the Bible said, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. The moment the word of God begins to come out, it begins to cause changes in the situation. In the previous verse, he said, darkness was upon the face of the deep. But when the word of God came out in verse 3 and said, let there be light, what happens? The darkness vanished and there was light. As the word of God comes out to you, it will produce changes in your life that nothing else could make happen before. God will bring you to your dream and he will even surpass it, because the power with which he's going to do it is not human power. He's doing it, as we saw in 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 1. He's doing it with what? By the divine power. That's what we saw in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. He's doing it according as his divine power had already given you all these things ahead of time anyway. I remember showing to you how God told Joshua to take the children of Israel across the Jordan. He says, when you go across the Jordan, there is a great life I have set ahead of you across the Jordan. He says, this place where you are, it might be good, but it's not good enough. I want you to move across the Jordan. But Jordan is a big river. They couldn't get across. He said, relax. Get the people ready. Get them prepared. Once they are prepared, this is what you are going to do. When you do this thing, you are going to cross the Jordan. And Joshua told the elders or the leaders of the people, and the leaders of the people told everybody else in the camp, listen, this is what we're going to do. God is taking us across the Jordan. And the way to go across this Jordan is simple. God has given us the idea. And he said, listen, everybody, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests, the Levites bearing it, when you see it move forward, don't remain where you are. Move from wherever you are and go after the ark. And I explained to you why that ark was necessary. That ark was simply a sheeting wood, a wood cut from sheeting. But it was containing the tablets that bore the writings of the word of God. So what that ark was containing was the word of God. So I explained to you, brothers and sisters, that the way across the Jordan of your life is the word of God. If you will observe the word of God and go after the word of God and go up, let me tell you, brothers and sisters, there is no reason you should be at home on a Sunday afternoon like this. It's not just because I want you to come to church, but it is because the word of God is coming out to you every Sunday. And as you hear the word of God, it produces changes in your life. It says, if you will go after the word of God, you will go across the Jordan. Whatever it is that has held you back in your life, that has kept you within this limit, you have not made enough progress in your life, the word of God will carry you across that Jordan. Psalms 107, verse 20. He said he sent his word and healed them. There is something about the word of God. The word of God carries the power and ability of God. Whatever God says in his word, it produces that thing. When God wanted to give birth to a child by a woman without the agency of a man, what he did was to send his word to this virgin called Mary. In the little town, Bethlehem. He sent his word. And the angel gave the word to Mary. When Mary heard the word, he said, but how shall these things be? Since I know no man. He said, the Spirit of God shall overshadow. And that which shall be born of you shall be called the Son, the Technon of the Most High. And Mary answered, be it unto me according to what? According to that word. In other words, the word of God that I received will produce in me what it talks about. Brothers and sisters, as you are hearing the word of God that says your life is going to move forward, it is producing in you according to what God has designed for you. I told you one thing, that all through this year, our lives, every single one of us, we are going to move forward every month. In every month, there will never be a stagnation in our lives. Every month, as we move from January to February, as we move from February into March, and from March onward to April, and on, our life is going to experience constant progress. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. all the things that have been plaguing your life, all the things that have been troubling you, disturbing you from peace. Sometimes you go to bed, you can't sleep. You wake up, you are scared. Those things that worry you in your mind, they are destructions. They are things that cause unhappiness. They are destructions. They destroy peace. They destroy joy. They destroy progress. All those destructions, what is God saying? He said he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. When God plans at any time to heal your situations, to heal your conditions, to heal your circumstances, to deliver you from those things that are plaguing your life, to deliver you from those things that are troubling your life, the way God does it is to send his word. As his words are coming to you, listen, you don't have to make God's word do. God's word will do in your life what it talks about. We saw in Genesis chapter 1 verse 3, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. Every time the word of God goes forth, it produces what it talks about. Why would God do this? I'll tell you straight away, it's because we are not ordinary. We are the children of God. I am a child of God. I am not ordinary. I am not an ordinary person on this earth. I am a child of God. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Now, Apostle John, by the Spirit of God, was writing this to the church. It says, you, talking to the Christians, he says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because greater is he who is in you than he that is in the world. Ye are of God. It means you didn't just happen on earth by an accident. Oh, some parents gave birth to you. That's what you thought. But God planned you to be on earth at this time. You actually came from God. Your parents only realized that they got a child, but you came from God. He says you are of God, little children. Now, if it has said you are of God, big sons of God, you would have thought he's talking about pastors. No, he says little children. Doesn't matter how small you think you are. If you are a child of God, he's talking to you. He says you are of God, little children. And you have overcome them. He didn't say you shall overcome them. He says you have overcome them. All the challenges of your life, you have already overcome them. All the difficulties in life, you have already overcome them. If you have people who don't like you, maybe at workplace, in your neighborhood, or wherever in your family, it's irrelevant. You have already overcome them. Listen, if you have a pile of bills unpaid, God says, relax. You have already overcome them. How? He says, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You are not an ordinary person. People may look at you and say, that man, but you are not that man. You are a child of God. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16, Elisha and his servant were living in a little camp somewhere in the outskirts of town. And then they realized that they were surrounded by an army who came to arrest Elisha. When the young guy told Elisha what was going on, there are servants. They've come to arrest you or us. Elisha came out and was very relaxed. He said, what? Relax. And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Brothers and sisters, I want you to understand something. Whatever challenge you might be facing, it could be a court case. It could be a health condition. It could be a relationship problem. It doesn't matter what it is. Whatever challenge you might be faced with, the one who is on your side is many times greater than he that is with them. There is one thing you must always know. Before any challenge began, you have won. That's the mentality God wants you to have, because that is the same understanding that God has. In Genesis chapter 1, in verse 2 and 3, the earth was without form and void. God was not panicked. He simply walked upon the face of the earth, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So with whatever situation you might have in your life, relax, never be panicked. The prophet said unto his boy, he answered, "Fear not." God is saying to you today, fear not, relax. You have already overcome them, because greater is he who is in your life than the devil that is in the world. You are born to win in every circumstance of your life. No challenge can put you down. No circumstance can stop your progress this year. You are going to move forward every month. You are making changes all through the year. Every step of the way, you are advancing towards the great glorious future that God has designed for you. Your life is designed to be a beauty. People will look at you and wonder, this is not ordinary. God must be in this guy's life. That is the life God has designed for you. Go ahead and give him thanks. Go ahead and talk to God.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message. If you have not been born again, I want to lead you into salvation right now, the Bible way. This is your opportunity to receive salvation. Say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart, and God will hear you. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died on the cross to save my soul. I believe God raised him from the dead, and he is alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. From this day, I receive by faith eternal life into my heart. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have eternal life now. I am born again. I am a child of God. From this day, amen." Congratulations, you are now a child of God. To receive more information on how you can grow as a Christian, please send us an email at info@cesydney.org. That is info@cesydney.org. God bless you.